Hello, podcast friends. Your host. Hello, podcast friends. My name is Pedro. I'm your host here for Cultural Broker Podcast. And I haven't been posting or creating podcasts as consistently as I would like to, because I got some feedback from my wife saying that my podcasts are a little bit too unconventional or a little bit too bohemian, like I like to call them, that they don't really have a structure. And sometimes I just go and kind of say how I feel that day and kind of use it to, I don't know, express myself in different ways. And I try to make it creative. But then again, she brought up some really good points. She's all like, what's the point of the podcast? What do you want to get across the podcast? And what, like, do you want to help people? What exactly is it? And that's why I kind of took a step back. And now I want to make sure that I'm doing the podcast consistently and with some structure for the listeners, because it's sometimes difficult for me. Sometimes I want to have an idea and I just want to talk about it or do a freestyle, or I don't know. Sometimes my brain can be so random, or everyone's brain can. We have thousands and thousands of thoughts every day, probably millions. But and so I just want to express them sometimes. And well, another thing is that doing it, the podcast, I mean, sober, and let me explain. I mean, of course, one of the biggest podcasts out there and an inspiration is the Joe Rogan podcast. And at the beginning, they used to like to smoke marijuana and try to be like a creative session. But sometimes you can't be a professional, and when you smoke marijuana or you're not sober, or it's just, that's what I thought about my podcast. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, man, sometimes I want to share my professional, my astute, my quickness, my absolute business style podcast and education, no messing around, right? Straight to the point. And then there's my other side, was the creative side, that, man, I do want to maybe smoke weed or drink some wine or whatever on my podcast and have a more relaxed vibe in the podcast. So I'm thinking, and maybe divided into two halves. Like the first half is more serious, taking care of business and education, and then the second half maybe having more fun. Or maybe it's two different podcast ideas that I have. So please leave your comments and give me some advice. What you guys think about that? So I'm back recording this podcast episode because, you know what, the podcast has helped me to express myself, sometimes my feelings. I don't know, it's a little strange, but I have not been feeling too good this week, just about work, about myself, kind of been talking bad about myself, and just kind of feel that underappreciated, undervalued. That's basically the word, undervalued. And it sucks when you feel like that. You're trying to be positive. You're trying to work. You're trying to put the best foot forward. And then I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm doing all this effort and energy, and I'm not getting anywhere. I don't want to get too personal. It's just like, man, I can't believe I worked and I still can't afford healthcare. I can't believe I worked this much and I'm still just able to pay the rent and the minimum. And man, that is super sad and frustrating. And yeah, I mean, I guess this podcast is to help me express myself. But also, let's get back to the point. Also, I want to make it educational. I'm one of those things that I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. That's what the person that I am. So I am going to make it educational, and I am going to have fun on this podcast, because that's what a human being is. So let's get to the educational part of this podcast. And I don't think there is going to be a fun part in this episode, but maybe next episode I can get creative. I'm going to try to focus on education. And the part or the area that I will be focusing on is today is my Spanish and English medical vocabulary. I have been interpreting for doctors and nurses the past 3 months now. And of course, I'm learning every day. So I hope this vocab helps someone. in Spanish and English, or if an other interpreter or someone learning, getting into the nursing field, or a doctor or insurance agent, just wants to better themselves in the medical field, I'm going to read my note cards. And again, these are my note cards. They're not approved by anyone. There might be mistakes in them, but I'm writing notes and I'm trying to make the best note cards that I can so I can be a better interpreter, better medical interpreter. And like I said, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to study my note cards and I'm going to record it. And hopefully it will help someone in this podcast with their medical interpretation and just learning medical terms in Spanish and in English. Well, let's do it. And thanks again for listening to my rant. Like I said, I don't know if I'm making the podcast too personal, but I'm experimenting. But here you go. Here's the educational part. English and Spanish medical vocabulary. Let's go. Medical vocab. Gallstone. A piece of solid crystal material that forms in the gallbladder. Cálculo biliar o piedra en la vesícula. C-section, cesárea. Cane, bastón. Squamous cells. A flat, scaly cell of the epithelium which covers the internal body surface. Escamoso. Plano, escamoso epitelio que cubre la superficie parte interna del cuerpo. Drowsiness. Adormecimiento. Integumentary system. Skin, hair, and nails. Sistema tegumentario. Piel, cabello, uñas. Sonogram. A diagnostic image test using sound waves. Ecografía, sonografía. Una imagen diagnóstica, el examen con olas de sonido. Lymphatic system. Structures involved in the transfer of lymph between tissues and the bloodstream, the lymph and the nodes, and the vessels that transport it. Sistema linfático. Estructuras involucradas en la transferencia de linfa entre los tejidos y el torrente sanguíneo, la linfa y los ganglios y vasos que la transportan. Remission. There are no signs or symptoms of the disease. Condonación. No hay señas o síntomas de la enfermedad. Rehab. Rehabilitación. Nursing. Residencia de ancianos. Asphasia, aphasia, communication disorder, thrombosis, compound fracture, fractura compuesta, involves break in or loss of skin or splintering the bone. Edema, swelling, excessive fluid, oedema. Hydrocephalus, hydrocephalia, build up of fluid in the skull. CVA. Cerebrovascular stroke or cerebral derrame cerebral. Laryngectomy. Tractomy. Tractectomia. Tracheitis. Myocardial infraction. Infarto de miocardio. Stroke. ACV. Derrame cerebral. Nervous system, collecting, transferring, and processing information with brain, spinal cords, and nerve. Sistema nervioso, colecta, transfiere, y procesa información con el cerebro, la médula espinal, y los nervios. Staging, escenificación, teething, dentición, miscarriage, aborto espontáneo, flu, gripe. Airways, vías respiratorio, Iron Hierro, Stool Softener, Suavizante de Heces, Producto Lacteo, Dairy Product. Vestibular System, contributes to our balance, our sense of spatial orientation. Sistema vestibular, contribuye al equilibrio del recorrido y a nuestro sentido de orientación especial. Reproductive System, the sex organs in the female ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterus, vagina, mammary glands, and in the male, testicles, vas deferens, seminal vesicles, prostate, and penis. Sistema reproductor, los órganos sexuales de la hembra, ovarios, trompas de falopio, útero, vagina, glándulas mamarias, y en el hombre, testículos, conductos deferentes, vesículas seminales, próstata, EPN. Musculoskeletal System. Muscles provide movement, a skeleton provides structural support and protection with bones, cartilage, ligaments, and tendons. Sistema músculo esquelético. Los músculos proporcionan movimiento y un esqueleto proporciona soporte estructural y protección con huesos, artílagos y ligamentos y tendones. Chin, barbilla. Loop, circuito. Hay fever, fiebre de heno, an allergy caused by pollen or dust, itchy or inflamed eyes. Jaundice, icticaria. Mumps, papera. Contagious, infectious viral disease, swelling the parotid salivary glands. Tingling, cosquilleo. Spleen, vaso. Pleuris, pleuresia, inflammation of the tissue that lines the lungs, chest cavity. Diuresis, diuresi, urine outpatient associated with dizziness, increase of excessive production of urine. Chronic laryngitis, laryngitis cronea, 3 weeks of vocal cord strain and injuries that grows on vocal cords. Chronic tonsillitis, amygdalitis cronica. Hyperthyroidism, hypertiroidism, hypothyroidism. Grievance, queja. Bilis, bile, a greenish yellow fluid that is essential for digesting fats and for eliminating worn out red blood cells and certain toxins from the body. Bile is produced in the liver stored in the gallbladder. Gallbladder, vesicula biliar. A small sack-shaped organ beneath the liver, bile store. Amphetamine, methamphetamine, metilfenidato, blister, ampolla, catecholamine system, catecholamine, rotator cuff, manguito rotador, ADHD, TDAH. Pituitary gland is a small organ about the size of a pea located at the base of the brain. Pituitario, hifis. Glándula pituitaria es un órgano pequeño del tamaño de un frijol localizado en la base del cerebro. Osteopathic doctor focuses on the joints, muscle, and spine holistic approach. Doctor Osteopatía. Poder de médico de salud. Healthcare proxy. Poder de médico de salud. Reglamento de la atención médica. HMO. Health Maintenance Organization. Organización para la administración de salud. Despachar. Excesión. Work release. Circumlocution, circunloquio, the use of many words. Meninges, meninges, pulpa, pulp, crown, corona, enamel, esmalte, Pathologist, patálogo. Urinary system, kidneys, ureters, bladder, urethra, in fluid balance, electrolytes balance, and excretion of urine. Sistema urinario, riñones, úteres, vejiga y útera involucrado en la equilibrada de líquidos, el equilibrio de electrolitos y la excreción de orina. Logopedia, speech language pathology, patología del habla, formal therapy for the importance of cure of communication disorders including speech language and swallowing disorders. Inpatient care, cuidado, atención de pacientes internos. Outpatient care, atención ambulatoria. To consent, dar consentimiento. Informed consent, consentimiento informado. Immune system, the system that fights disease composed of the leukocytes in tonsils, adenoids, thymoids, and spleen. Sistema inmunológico, el sistema que combate las enfermedades compuesto por leucocitos, amigdales, adenoides, timo y vaso. Lóbulo del oído, earlobe. Scalp, cuero cabelludo. Temple, cien. Taste buds, papilas gustativas. Incisor, incisivo. Adenoma, benign tumor. Es un tumor epitelial benigno, cuya estructura interna semejante a la de una glándula. Benign, not harmful, benigno. Tejido epitelial. Adenocarcinoma, a malignant tumor that benigns the gland. Cinnamon, a glandular carcinoma. Adenocarcinoma. Advanced directives, a directriz anticipada. SIDA, AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Anemia, a low red cell count. Conteo bajo de células rojas. Antibiótico, antibiotics. Endocrine system, communication within the body using hormones made by endocrine glands such as the hypothalamus, pituitary, and the pituitary gland, pineal body or pineal gland, thyroid or parathyroid, and adrenals or adrenal glands. Sistema endocrino, comunicación dentro del cuerpo usando hormonas productivas por glándulas endocrinas como el hipotálamo, la hipófisis o la glándula hipotuitaria, el cuerpo pineal, la glándula pineal, el tiroides, las paratiroides, la paratiroides, las glándulas suprarrenales o suprarrenales. Tomografía computarizada, CT scan, tomógrafo computarizado, CT scanner, quiste, cyst, dilatación y curetaje, DNC, diafragma, molestar, discomfort, dolor sordo, dull pain, chronic or persistent, tímpano, eardrum, hongo, fungus, piedra en la vesícula, cálculos biliares, gallstone, vesícula, gallbladder. Pantorrillas, calf, gasa, gaze, torsión tibial, gin valgum, rubeola, German measles, sarampión, measles, glucosa, azúcar, counseling, terapia, kidney dialysis, dialysis renal, sore, gallas, úlceras, ampollas, blisters, skin rash, erupción, sarpullido, unusual, peculiar, itchy, picazón, blood vessel, vaso sanguíneo, high blood pressure, presión alta, hipertensión, low blood pressure, presión baja, hipotensión. Circulatory system, pumping and channeling blood to and from the body and lungs with the heart and the blood vessels. Sistema circulatorio, bombea y canaliza sangre hacia y desde el cuerpo y los pulmones con el corazón, la sangre y los vasos sanguíneos. Puncture, punción. ENT specialist, otorrinolaryngology, otorrinolaryngólogo. Hypothalamus is a portion of the brain that contains a number of small nuclei with variety of functions. Hipotálamo es una región nuclear en el cerebro que forma parte de deficiencia y sitúa por debajo del tálamo. Clinician, clínico, surgeon, cirujano, antitusivo, used preventively for cause, scapula, omoplato, tibia, tibia, fíbula, perone, psiquiatra, ciática, neurologist, neurólogo, hypertension, hipertensión. Respiratory system, the organs used for breathing, the pharynx, larynx, trachea, bronchitis, lungs, and diaphragm. Sistema respiratorio, los órganos utilizados para respirar, la faringe, laringe, tráquea, bronquios, pulmones y diafragma. Rheumatology, reumatología, red blood cells, glóbulos rojos, cold sore, fuego en la boca. Endocannabinoid system, neuromodulatory, lipids and receptors involving the variety of physiological processes including appetite, pain sensation, mood, motor learning, synaptic plasticity, and memory. Sistema endocannabinoide, lípidos, receptores neuromodulares involucrados en una variedad de procesos fisiológicos que incluyen apetito, sensación de dolor, humor y aprendizaje, motor, plasticidad sináptica y memoria. Digestive system. Digestion, processing food with salivary glands, esophagus, stomach, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, intestines, rectum and anus. Sistema digestivo, digestión y procesamiento de alimento con las glándulas salivales, esófago, estómago, hígado, vesícula biliar, branquias, intestino, recto y ano. Wear and tear, desgaste, smoothie, licuados, dermatitis. Sensory cortex, sensations, movements, and planning. Cortex sensorial, sensaciones, movimiento, planificación. Prefrontal cortex, logical, rational thought, decisions, and planning. Cortex prefrontal, lógica, pensamiento racional, decisiones, planificación. Amygdala. Fight, flight, freeze, threat detector. Amígdala, lucha, vuelo o fuga, congelar, detector de amenaza. Hypothalamus, emotional, regulation, sleep, appetite, sex drive, temperature. Hipotálamo, regulación emocional, sueño, apetito, deseos sexuales y temperatura. Hippocampus, memory and learning. Hipocampo, memoria, aprendizaje. Brainstem, breathing, swallowing, heart rate, blood circulation. Tronco encefálico, o celebrar, respiración, tragar, deglución, ritmo cardíaco, circulación sanguínea. Detachment, desprendimiento de retina. Estetoscopio, gallbladder, enfermedad de vesícula biliar, plantillas, insult, sífilis, oftalmólogo, flashing, intermitente, parpadeante. Wow, That was all my note cards. I noticed it's almost been 20 minutes of note cards. And this is, please, this is for me to practice. Please get comment or like. I appreciate whoever is listening, my 5 listeners. And like I said, I'm going to try to make it a educational part at the beginning and then have fun at the last part. And if you stick around this far, you must be interested in medical terms or in language. And I have to say that I'm interested in both. I am very interested in language and how important it is. And sometimes you don't feel appreciated because you're just an interpreter. You're just conveying messages. But it's language, and language is very important, and it brings people together. And that's another thing that I want to convey in this message, in this podcast, is it's about languages and it's about culture. As a cultural broker, is that I'm trying to culture broker. I'm brokering medical terminologies. Medicine is a culture, and Spanish and English are different cultures. So trying to bring them together, trying to bring 2 different cultures together. That is what cultural broker is, bringing 2 cultures together. And culture, man, culture is such a vague term that it could be a language, Spanish or English or music. It could be a different genre of music. That's culture. I hope you enjoy this. And for the fun part, if we're going to do something fun, I can just talk freestyle like this the way I'm doing it. And guys, just for you to know, or friends in podcasts, this is just freestyle. Sometimes I get an idea about reading note cards, and like, it's to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, is to practice those words in English and Spanish, and it's to help someone that might be a Spanish interpreter or someone that wants to learn medical terms in English and Spanish. But other than that, guys, I'm gonna end this episode short, or 27 minutes, pretty good. And just say thank you for whoever's listening. And I hope you have a nice week. If you're an interpreter, you're feeling down and you feel like you're being undervalued, take a step back and take a day off. And I feel like that's what's happening to me. I need to take a day off from interpreting. And right now, I'm actually going to... I'm saying that I'm going to take a day off. That's probably going to be on Sunday. But right now, I'm probably going to have to interpret... an hour at least, or 30 minutes, which is easy work. It's easy work, but sometimes it's just your mind makes it harder for some reason. But other than that, guys, take care. And I'm in São Paulo, Brazil, and we're locked down today, April 2nd, and it's a holiday as well, and Easter's coming up. So, más lo que puedo decir es gracias por escuchar. Si escucharon hasta este momento. Quiero hacer algo divertido, otro podcast o la segunda parte del podcast divertido. No sé, tomar una cerveza, fumar un becky, no sé, algo interesante. Pero para esto solamente voy a dejarlo aquí. Nomás quiero seguir practicando a grabar mi voz y tratar de expresarme y conectar con gente. Y la verdad, si esto se puede hacer un trabajo más creativo... eso sería muy chingón, como decimos en México. Pero sí, bueno, amigos, yo voy a dejar esto aquí. Yo regreso en otro podcast a leer en español o en portugués o en inglés, pero va a ser para traer cultura juntos. Este podcast va a ser para traer diferentes culturas juntos y aprender de diferentes culturas. Con eso los dejo. Que tengan buen fin de semana.